It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and let's check out what's going on in extremely local news. Editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, on the line. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
Are you more popular around St. Patrick's Day because of your name?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes a long way in Chicago, but particularly in March. And my middle name's Patrick as well, so it's the full package.
Seamus Patrick Toomey. All right. Well, tell us about some historical properties that are for sale, and some are within reach.
That's
financially.
Right. Yeah, some historical properties have gone on the market. So we did a roundup of places you can live in Chicago, some iconic locations for big ticket and even bigger ticket. But I would say the first one would be in the Marina City Towers right along the river there, the Corn Cobs. If you want to live in that famous place, there's a apartment there for a condo there for $318,000, which is probably like the low end.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, those are about 725 square feet, one bedroom. It's shaped like a slice of pie, as you can imagine, because it's a circular building. But yeah, that's been on the market for a little bit of time. But also the Edgewater Beach Apartments, the famous pink building right in Edgewater along the lake, used to be right on the lake until Lakeshore Drive came. That's 450, 1,800 square feet if you want to live in there and impress all your friends. There's some mansions as well. The Marshall Field Mansion.
I'll take that one. What do I owe for that one?
Well, this one sounded okay at $825,000. Not that I could afford it, but I realize it's only one. It's a portion of it. It's apartment 5 in there. So you could live on Millionaire's Row in the Bronzeville neighborhood, but you're going to have some neighbors, so keep the music down.
How much for a closet in the Marshall Field Junior Mansion?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're probably nice-sized closets considering Marshall Fields. But, yeah, there's just some great ones, some that are fixer-uppers. The Reuben Layton House in Beverly is it's about $900,000. But, so we've got a list at blockclubchicago.org if you want to at least, just tour them a little bit and check out what's
you can't
for sale
have.
Up there. Yeah, uptown, exactly, what you can't have.
Right.
Drive by them and dream.
All right. Tell us a feel-good story about Sugar Snap.
Okay, Sugar Snap was a dog that was found barely wandering the streets of Chicago. It ended up in Chicago Care and Control Shelter. This dog could barely stand, was starving, and there was a sort of a public outcry to really help this dog. It was launched by the One Tail at a Time Rescue Shelter in Avondale, and good news, $13,000 was raised for Sugar Snap from 450 individual donors as of this yesterday morning. So Sugar Snap is literally back on his feet. He's been able to stand for a couple minutes. They're trying to get him ready for adoption. Not quite there, but all this money is going to all go to vet bills, an extended stay at a veterinary clinic, and since there's so much, there's going to be some left over to help other dogs. So all 454 people and growing that contributed to this dog's recovery, congratulations. You've made a difference. Sugar Snap is taking steps.
Poor little sweetie. And a merger between Jewel Osco and Mariano's will mess me up because I don't know which do I put in my phone number or use my card. They're both different. What do we do? And Mayor Johnson's not a fan of the merger.
Right. This has the feeling of one of those cases, kind of like the Bear Stadium, that's going to drag on for a while. Kroger and Albertsons are talking about merging. To us, this means Mariano's and the Jewels would be merging. It's unclear right now exactly which stores are going to change hands, but we do know that at least 14 locally are going to be sold off to try to appease regulators, and they're going to get rid of the whole Mariano's brand altogether, which is a bummer. I'm a Mariano's fan, so I too will have to change apps and rewards programs. But
got to get those digital deals, you know.
You got to get those fuel points. I'm
yeah,
telling you,
oh, that, yeah.
That's the real deal. As of now, the Federal Trade Commission stepped in and said, "We don't think we're going to let this go through. It's going to raise prices. It's going to cut options." And Mayor Johnson joined in on that, as did Attorney General Kwame Raoul. He's probably got more clout than the mayor does on this one because he joined a lawsuit with the FTC to block this. So this is a court case now. So stay tuned. We don't know if Mariano's is actually going away at this point, but and your local Jewel's is probably safe for now.
I saved 30 cents a gallon. I just filled up yesterday with my Mariano's card, so that's pretty great. The fuel points.
You can save up to like $2 a gallon. I'm telling you, my wife always laughs at me. I was like, I saved $37 at the gas station.
I know. It's great. All right, Seamus, good to talk to you, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Wendy.